KFIW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police have identified 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez as the alleged driver after 30 people were injured, one critically, by a car slamming into a crowd outside an East Hollywood nightclub early this morning. LAPD says it was intentional. ABC's Melissa Don in LA.
Senior investigators telling ABC News the driver was escorted out of the club, drove away, and then made a U-turn and drove onto the sidewalk and into the crowd, crashing into clubgoers, valets, and food vendors at the Vermont Hollywood music venue.
People dragging the driver out of the car. Officers say the person was beaten and shot, and that driver now booked in jail for assault with a deadly weapon. Despite a U.S.-backed ceasefire, intense fighting still being reported in southern Syria, some of the worst sectarian violence since the fall of the Assad regime. As President Trump's own supporters ask for more transparency, the Department of Justice now officially asking courts to unseal grand jury transcripts in the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News. ATF investigators on the scene in Los Angeles following the deadly explosion at a sheriff's deputy training facility in East L.A. Friday. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The three members of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department killed, Detectives Joshua Kelly Eklund, Victor Lemus, and William Osborne, had been working at the department for a combined 74 years. They leave behind 16 children between them. Their bodies moved to the medical examiner's office in a long procession with their colleagues saluting.
The ATF investigating the cause of the crash. More fallout from an HBCU student's death in an alleged hazing incident. Louisiana's Southern University expelling a chapter of Omega Psi Phi fraternity from campus. Disciplinary panel finding that the frat responsible is for the incident which led to Caleb Wilson's death. Police say the junior was repeatedly punched in the chest during a February hazing incident. Three people facing charges. No comment on the expulsion from the fraternity's national office. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheep's head for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodger Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fans Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated storms, lows within a few degrees of 60. Could be a little hazy from smoke tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Nice day Monday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Storm chances Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 74 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live on location in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin from The Lot. Todd Albaugh, glad to be here in Hayward with you, along with our friends Jay Matinair and Greg Bach of Matinair on Air as we've been traveling our Some Town tour. Today's town that we're in is beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Zommers, I'll bring you back some fudge if Jane and Greg and I don't eat it all. But we'll save you a little bit. We'll bring you back. And my understanding that the fudge shop here, Tremblay's, all over the world, they can mail it. So we'll make sure you get some either way, Zommers.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I won't blame you if you do eat it all because it's tasty. Or I imagine it is.
It really is tasty. We'll be visiting with our colleagues and friends, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach, later on in this hour. Also, Isaac, one of the great workers at The Lot. He is currently going to the University of Wisconsin Superior. This is his hometown, home area. He works here during the summer. He'll tell us all about this great venue that we're in. You can play some cornhole and get some great food, some drink. So Isaac will be along. We're also going to do our What's Worse edition today, the fish edition, crappies or bluegills. We'll discuss the lighter side of things. But right now, joining us here at the desk in hour number two, he is the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. And it is Ruckdashel, here at the desk. And Chris, I'm sorry I murdered your name there, but welcome.
Yeah, no, I actually didn't murder it at all. No, it's just like it looks there. Thanks so much for having me, Todd. I'm glad that you chose Hayward as a part of the Anytown or Some Town tour.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to double down, by the way, on the fudge. Yeah. You mentioned Tremblay's, wonderful place on our Main Street, Hayward. We got another wonderful place where you can get candies and fudge. It's Lynn Marie's Candies. Lynn Marie's Candies.
Lynn Marie's Candies.
Which
all right.
I highly, highly recommend.
Okay.
it's just a wonderful place. That's down there on that first block of Main Street. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy what she has to offer as well, if you're looking for that.
Absolutely.
Those sweets.
We'll eat our way through Hayward. We're attempting that as we speak. I got to meet you earlier today along with Darla, our GM up here. She's great. She's been helping us put all this together. And Darla and Mark and Big G, they've really tried hard. I think they've done a great job in helping to integrate WBZH, our talk station up here, and also Muskie 101, our country station, into this community. I've been up here twice now for the Birkebeiner and seen it in the winter. This is my first time coming during the summer. It's just, each season has its own special thing, but boy, you got to be thrilled with this kind of a job.
Yeah, you know what, as you can imagine, Hayward, tourism, we always say we're a tourism-driven economy. Mm. And that's what I love more than anything about my job. There's a lot of really cool aspects about being in a Chamber of Commerce here in Hayward. But one of them, and where we devote so much of our time and our resources, is towards marketing the area, because we benefit and we love our visitors and we need our visitors. And that's all year long. We're sitting here at beautiful, you know, summer day right here in the middle of July. We are as busy as can be. That's what we like to see, of course. But we're a year-round destination. That's very important to us, and we work hard to try to market the area year-round. It's wintertime is a magical place. I always say summers are beautiful, but, boy, our winters are magical up here.
Great word.
Falls are pretty good, too, with right. The fall colors. So we're kind of blessed that way, and to be honest, it makes you know, marketing is never easy per se, but I tell you what, we don't have to even think twice about is we don't have to manufacture things or reasons for people to come up here. We just need to expose people to them, because Hayward kind of writes its own, you know, its own book that way. We've got so many different attractions, so many wonderful businesses. We're dotted with hundreds of lakes. Right in this immediate area, hundreds of miles of trail systems, whether it's ATV, biking, mountain biking. We're blessed with all that we have here. It's one of the reasons, because I'm personally not from here myself. I did not grow up here, but I was a visitor. I was a tourist for 20 years, and, you know, one day decided, gosh, you know what, if I can move, I always dreamed of following in my parents' footsteps and retiring in a place like this. One day decided, gosh, you know what, we only live once. If we can move that timetable up, would love to do that. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that with, you know, with our Chamber of Commerce and the opportunity there. So it's a come one, come all. I think we talk to parties of 10 people all the time, and chances are everybody is having fun in Hayward.
We're talking with Chris Ruckdashel, Executive Director of Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you did grow up, and then what you did before you became the Executive Director here at Hayward.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I personally grew up in a small town, smaller than Hayward, in northeast Iowa, a town called Postville, and loved it, wouldn't change it for the world, in a much, largely a rural farm community, actually. But my folks actually, the genesis of me being here is my folks decided to retire here after visiting. We first started coming up as a family on snowmobile trips in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad in particular was driving the bus in terms of, gosh, Hayward would be a wonderful place to retire to. And my folks decided to do that. So our family's been visiting, you know, for many, many years. And it's just what I had just mentioned, that eventually I got the idea of I'd like to retire here. And then that change to, I'd like to, you know, to move that timetable up if I could. So I grew up in a small town, Iowa, went to the University of Iowa. I'm actually a Hawkeye by trade, you could say. Most recently, before coming here, I was very fortunate. I worked for over 9 years at the National Collegiate Athletic Association, better known as the NCAA, in Indianapolis is where our headquarters were. Love that job.
What was your role, if I may ask?
Yeah, the role there, I was an assistant director there that worked on a lot of different projects, including working with both females and minorities that were looking to move into athletic director positions.
Wow.
And help setting up. It essentially was a training program for them, lining up mentorships for them, helping move them up through the ranks in the world of intercollegiate athletics administration. You know, that was one amongst, you know, a number of things and projects and that kind of thing that really made it a unique place to be, I can tell you that, and loved working there. The only issue is, you know, working at the NCAA, I couldn't live in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Right.
So that's where, as much as I hated to leave there, it was really about coming to a kind of a dream type situation. Yeah. Not only being able to move and our family to Hayward, Wisconsin, but, you know, a Chamber of Commerce setting. I didn't actually have Chamber of Commerce experience before this role. I felt I had a lot of transferable skills that I'd gained from my previous career and work experience, and that I think's proven to help me out quite a bit.
Yeah.
One thing that was there from the beginning is a love for Hayward, and I think that helps in this kind of role, because we get to tell our story every day to people. And I always think that, you know, I never want to take for granted or become jaded about all that we have here in Hayward. And the cool thing is, where I get to work every day in our Hayward Information Center, where our Chamber of Commerce offices are, we get a stream of people in every day that are excited to be here. They're on vacation. They're wanting to know the attractions, the restaurants, where do I eat, where are the fish fries, where are the trail systems, showing them maps of the area. So it's this constant reminder that, wow, I get to live in a place where people vacation. And that's actually a pretty cool feeling. You know, I think as long as we pinch ourselves now and then, as long as we do that, we're going to be in good shape in not taking for granted everything we get to have.
It's a super cool thing. Let's get to promoting some of these events, Chris. In fact, off of our YouTube channel right now, we have Ardith watching us on via YouTube. She says, is Hayward where the Lumberjack Log Rolling Contest is held? Well, Ardith, your question is timely. Timely indeed, because, Chris, not just is it held here, it's this weekend.
Yeah, she really teed that up.
Right?
That was perfect. Timing. Yeah, it's actually happening as we speak. I'm looking to head over there, you know, in a little bit myself. It's actually more than just log rolling.
Right.
It's the Lumberjack World Championships. Some may know it, and we like to say the Olympics of the Forest.
Right.
And there's competitions you're not going to tend to see, you know, elsewhere very often. You know, literally guys and gals climbing to 60, 90-foot poles in the pole climb. There is the log rolling. There's the boom run. There's a lot of sawing that takes place, right, as you can imagine. A lot of unique competitions that you're really only going to find, you know, this is the granddaddy. This is the Lumberjack World Championships at our famed Hayward Lumberjack Bowl right here in town.
Are there tickets available? People are listening across the state. They want to come up to Hayward. Might find it tough to get a hotel room. Might have to stay in Park Falls, but they can still attend this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
You should still be able to attend. Where you do want to go is the website. Just Google Lumberjack World Championships, lumberjackworldchampionships.com specifically. But if you just Google Lumberjack World Championships, you'll find both schedules. You'll find information about the unique competitions that take place, and then also how to purchase tickets.
Wow. And if people can't make it here, I mean, this is big time. I mean, ESPN, right, in town, and they got this on ESPN part-time.
Yeah. That's kind of where the Lumberjack World Championships, I think from the early beginnings, because we're in the, you know, in the 60-plus year of the Lumberjack World Championships going on here. So this wasn't just invented yesterday.
Right.
And really from the fairly early beginnings, a lot of the bigger media outlets took note that this is worthy of broadcasting, including ESPN. Mm-hmm. So that's been pretty darn cool to have that kind of coverage. It's been good for the championships. It's been good for Hayward as well.
Oh, yeah.
One of the monikers we do use is Hayward, Wisconsin is, you know, we're the land of world-class events. Because actually Lumberjack World Championships is just one of them for that matter.
Yeah.
Which, lo and behold, actually as we speak too, in this same weekend, we've got the Lacoutere Honor the Earth powwow going on as well. That's all through the weekend. So it's a pretty good chance for folks that are in the area this weekend to take in a couple of really unique and really cool items. You can certainly call our information center. We can, or visit our website, HaywardAreaChamber.com, can help you. You said it earlier, Todd, lodging can be scarce on a weekend like this. There still can be last-minute cancellations things like that, so I wouldn't tell people to give up our surroundings.
It's a beautiful drive from Park Falls, by the way. Now, I mean, certainly come to Hayward first, but if you can't, there are other places that, and it's not a big drive. I mean, look, traffic ain't real tough up here, you know, even this time of year.
Yeah, you know, it can be tough from a relative standpoint, but no, and you know, someone that has lived in a larger urban area, you know what, I'll take our traffic any day.
Exactly.
You know, we can get around. It's I'm constantly reminded when I go to a bigger city of, okay, this is one of the reasons I love Hayward is when I get in a traffic jam. So, no, we handle it pretty well.
About a minute left. What have I not asked you want people to know?
You know, anybody out there, if you have not visited Hayward, I really would highly encourage you to give it a try at any given point in the year. We're always very confident. If we can get people to Hayward, they're going to be back, because our numbers tend to bear that out, that you know, I was telling you maybe off, you know, or earlier too, that, you know, you can get a party of 10 who inevitably will have different interests. Mm-hmm. They're probably all going to have a really good time in Hayward.
Yeah,
that's how
100%.
How things tend to work. Whether you're an outdoors person, whether you like the shopping, we have such a quaint downtown, a really historic main street here in Hayward, that this is such a cool place that we're at right now, the lot, which Ariana and Al Johnson have turned literally a parking lot into a park.
Yeah.
So many cool events here. We've got a summer music series that's put on by our downtown business improvement district. we have a very robust calendar of events on our website. You know, if you
give it quickly,
if you go to haywardareachamber.com, you're going to find activities every day of the week, and
there you
plenty
go.
Of them.
He's a pro's pro, Chris Ruckdashel, and the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Chris, very much. We appreciate you. Thanks for letting us be here.
Thank you so much, Todd.
We appreciate it. Come on back. We'll learn more about the lot from Isaac on the other side. We're live in Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Woohoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Your next favorite read isn't that far away. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, July 26th, from 10 until 3, it's the Art Garage's Summer Reads Book Fair, where you get to meet authors, explore regional publications, and celebrate a large amount of literary works and genres. The best part is this is free and completely open to the public. So if you're looking for more ways to be involved other than just attending, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Tattleball Show, live on location in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, across the state on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a beautiful day to go fishing, a little overcast, but sometimes the fish bite better when it's overcast. Welcome in, everybody. We're going to be doing a What's Worse, the crappie bluegill edition in just a little while, so stay tuned for that. But right now, at the desk, we are pleased to welcome someone we just met a while ago. He works here at The Lot. It's not just a lot, as we were talking earlier with Chris Ruckdashel, the executive director of the chamber. This was, in fact, when I came up here the last couple of times in the winter, I parked my truck about where the picnic tables are behind us here because it was a lot. Now it's The Lot, and joining us to talk about it is Isaac Hansen, one of the great employees here that runs this during the summer. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your job here at The Lot.
Yeah, so I'm from right here in Hayward, Wisconsin. I work here in the summer. I just started Memorial Day weekend, and nice. I love it. And the owners are great, and they were generous enough to hire me, and I've been enjoying it every day.
That's awesome. And so when you're not working here during the summer on The Lot, my understanding is you're a student at the University of Wisconsin Superior.
I am, yes. I'm studying music education and with a minor in coaching.
Oh, really?
I'm also on the track and field team up there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I went to school at Platteville, And so I was on the broadcast team, the student broadcast team. And whenever we play Superior in basketball, that was a long haul from Platteville.
That's far away.
But it's a great campus. I spent some time, several visits for sports activities up there. It's a great place. And, of course, one of the most well-known alumni in the world.
Yes.
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a grad of University of Wisconsin Superior. How cool is that?
It's cool. We have pictures of him.
Do you really?
Around campus and some of the buildings. It's really funny.
Have you ever done like a bar bet or something where your friends, like, you know who the most famous alumni in my school is?
Yeah.
Ever bet anybody on that?
I haven't. I should. I've probably win some money.
I would think so. What year are you?
Going into my fourth year.
Wow, good for you.
Almost done.
What do you want to do after that then?
I don't really have a preference where, but I'm going to look around and find a place to teach probably like middle school, high school band, and then also get in on coaching track and field.
That's amazing. One of my best teachers in high school is Lauren Jensen. She was she marched for Mike LaCrone at University of Wisconsin-Madison. She was the first woman to be a snare drummer for LaCrone. And she was a great band teacher. So I have a special place in my heart for band and choir teachers.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's amazing.
You're doing a great job there. So talk a little bit about The Lot. This is the first year for this. Is this correct?
Actually, it's been open a little over a year.
Oh, really?
We host all sorts of events weekly and all throughout the summer. We do open mic, trivia nights, cribbage tournaments, tournaments, live music almost every weekend. We rotate different fairly local food trucks for anybody to stop by and grab a bite to eat, and then of course there's The Lot, and we have a nice selection of soda and caffeinated beverages, alcoholic beverages, beer and wine, and then some snacks and treats to munch on.
I know Jane and Greg were there earlier. I think they got some kind of a slushie or something like that.
That was actually the food truck here today.
Sorry. Well, it was the food truck. All right. But they had great but you host food trucks here at The Lot.
We do, yes.
Yeah. Well, they thought that was great. This is a beautiful stage, by the way, and it's a great spot. So you have musical acts and things like that that come here?
Yeah, yep. And the stage was actually just built this spring, so it's like brand new. So we have live music and open mics for anybody who wishes to come in.
Well, it's super. You got great plantings around here.
Yeah.
Flowers, the landscaping. You've got tables. You've got, as you said, you got cornhole bags here. All kinds of great things. You have picnic tables. So it's a place for families to come. You can bring the kids, grandparents, whoever. They can all just kind of. It's a great gathering place.
Yeah, that was the whole goal of the place. From Ariana and Al Johnson, they're the owners of this establishment, and they also have a few more places on Main Street. Actually, they've Rugged Roots just opened like a few weeks ago. Brand new store on Main Street, Sweetgrass and Sage, and then Restyled as well.
Wow. So, they're busy folks.
They're busy, yeah.
No wonder they're going to have a guy like you run this place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the store open 7 days a week then, or 5 days a week?
5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, nice.
11 to around 6, 7, depending on the events that we have.
Well, it's just a great gathering spot here in Hayward, and you know they got great friendly employees like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You come by and say hi to Isaac. He's a chill guy to hang out with and enjoy. Do you ever bring your percussionist? You ever bring a snare or anything and just do a little song or anything?
You know, I probably should.
In your spare time,
my professors would be laughing if I said that I did.
You can put up a jar, right? A little
yeah, yeah, exactly. Well,
wait a second. Did you say in his spare time, or did you say in his snare time?
Yes. Look, see, Zomers, the jokester down there in Madison. Nicely done, Zomers. Minute left here, Isaac. Anything I have not asked you yet? Do you want to talk about the Lot?
I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, we got all sorts
stuff.
Of games and
games, outdoor
nice,
stuff.
Nice spot to just hang out and take a break from busy day walking down Main Street and touring Hayward.
You can literally, if your day is too stressful, you can literally come touch grass.
Literally, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Beautiful landscaping to do it.
It's beautiful. Well, Isaac, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to come here and talk. Best of luck on your studies at University of Wisconsin Superior, and thanks for being an educator and a coach. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Isaac Hansen, everybody, of The Lot. Check it out when you're in Hayward. Come on back. We'll talk crappies, bluegills, and food with Greg and Jane after this. Don't go anywhere. We're live in Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police have identified 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez as the alleged driver after 30 people were injured, one critically, by a car slamming into a crowd outside an East Hollywood nightclub early this morning. LAPD says it was intentional. ABC's Melissa Don in LA.
Senior investigators telling ABC News the driver was escorted out of the club, drove away, and then made a U-turn and drove onto the sidewalk and into the crowd, crashing into clubgoers, valets, and food vendors at the Vermont Hollywood music venue.
People dragging the driver out of the car. Officers say the person was beaten and shot, and that driver now booked in jail for assault with a deadly weapon. Despite a U.S.-backed ceasefire, intense fighting still being reported in southern Syria, some of the worst sectarian violence since the fall of the Assad regime. As President Trump's own supporters ask for more transparency, the Department of Justice now officially asking courts to unseal grand jury transcripts in the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodger Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fans Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Rene Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated storms, lows within a few degrees of 60. Could be a little hazy from smoke tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Nice day Monday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Storm chances Tuesday, Wednesday. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt
Miller, I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Still live on location from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Our Somewhere, Sometown tour is about to conclude. And here at the desk with us live at The Lot in downtown Hayward, our friends, our colleagues, the co-hosts of Matt Nair on air every morning from 9 until 11, Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Guys, we almost have got it done.
We're almost there. It has been a wonderful 3 days.
Yeah.
Honestly, it has.
Yeah.
We've seen so much. We've met so many lovely, lovely people. Did a little shopping. Everything was on sale, honey, I swear. Everything I bought was like 80% off. It's incredible.
It's been a lot of fun, but let's do a little ticket giveaway here. I know you guys have a word on your show.
We did.
Got a word here. I think Maggie Dawn's going to have a word. So you have until 4 o'clock now to enter in. And I'm very, very nervous because whenever Jane is here, our texts go down. But that's fine. Let's just face it. Let's just face it. Even one of my best friends, Troy Everson from Burlington, says, Jane is a legend. All right? You can't compete with a legend, but we'll try. If you want to win some Brewers tickets, they are club-level seats. You know, this is very important. Luke Mathers, our great operations director, he keeps these tickets under his desk in a mayonnaise jar under Funkin' Waggle's porch. And then he takes them out, he puts them in a leather satchel, which he rubs with synthetic mink oil. He has given us 4 tickets, and this is for a very specific game. Monday, July 28th at 6:40 against the dreaded evil Chicago Cubs. Cubs and the Brewers in a tight race for the NL Central. You have to be able to go to this game for Monday, July 28th. If you can, text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch to the Civic Media app right now. You have until 4 o'clock. Catch, C-A-T-C-H, Jane. You're probably going to make our text go up just by being here.
I hope so. And text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. See? We really do love to see all the – I love watching the text come in when we do it on our show.
Yeah.
Just to see where everybody is listening.
I mean, that's where kind of like our introduction to Butternut came was the text lines. People just texting in for whether the contest or just texting the shows. And we're like – there's a Butternut, Wisconsin.
Right.
And lo and behold, months later, here we're visiting, staying in Butternut, visiting people and getting to know them. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, it really has
it
been.
Has.
Well, so much fun. We're going to talk more about the trip at large. But first of all, you know, we should do this, first of all, because at home in Madison, we have I call it the Sam Davidson Street Cam, because one of our great producers, Sam Davidson, who isn't too far away from here, after he left Civic, he was an Eagle Scout, and now he's still very involved in Boy Scouts. I think Zomer's also an Eagle Scout. Isn't the camp up in Rhinelander not too far from here, right?
Is that the one he's at, Camp Tosomas?
I think it is.
Oh, that's cool.
But anyway, Sam was the first one to create the street cam back home on State Street.
Yeah.
And here now, courtesy of our very own Mark Lundeen of Muskie 101, we have the Hayward street cam. Look at that. Little street music. Very good.
Nice.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, the streets in Hayward right now during the Lumberjack Championship and the powwow are busier than State Street usually is in downtown Madison. And it looks like people are great there. And if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, the camera's a little tilted, a little slanted, a little cockeyed, but still, it's a beautiful shot.
It's artistic. It's it's a different viewpoint of the world.
We were telling Ola Lita jokes yesterday on Jane and Greg's show, and it reminds me of the punchline to a great Ola and Lita joke my grandpa used to tell. Speaking of cameras that are kind of at an angle like that, he'd say something like, you don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress. She couldn't menstruate.
I was made to feel yesterday so bad that I never heard of Ola and Lena jokes, and so far they're not holding up.
As a professional comedian, Greg is not impressed.
High standards
with Ola and Lena.
Have a Ollie in the Northwoods on the line. Has one of those if you want to.
Ollie in the North Woods is on the line. This is fantastic. 855-752-4842. Ollie, we're not very far away from you. This is fantastic. What do you got for us?
Well, I was going to call you yesterday, but my phone was out, so I couldn't. And it was killing me. I have a Ollie and Lena joke to tell you.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
It says, so Ollie was coming to the end of his days. Friends and family came to his bedside to say goodbye, and the pastor even gave him the Lutheran last rites. After everyone left, Ollie, alone in his bed, he smelled the most delicious thing, fresh baked bars. They smelled so good that Ollie roused a bit, got out of his bed, and actually shuffled his way to the kitchen, where he saw the platter of bars piled high. Just as he reached out for his feeble hand for a bar, Lena slapped his wrist and said, "Oli, those are for the funeral."
That's an Oli and Lena joke.
That is very funny.
That is an Oli and Lena joke.
That is funny.
Maybe the Oli and Lena joke, the source counts.
Yes. I felt like yours yesterday you told was basically a dad joke, like the way the punchline went, which was just really just a pun, like a good or a play on words. Whereas this one was it was like misdirection and there was a story. And
well
like,
done, Ollie.
Nicely done,
well
Ollie.
Well done, Ollie.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
you
listening.
Having a good time, and don't forget to look at Lynn Marie's. They've got real good candy there. And also, excellent turtles.
Okay. Oh. All right. Thank you very much.
We got some time
Nicely
yet.
Nicely done,
we
Ollie.
Got
some
recommend.
Shopping time yet.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You very much, Ollie, for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's been one of the great things, too, are all the recommendations.
Oh, it's been great.
Food,
yeah.
Shopping, just places to go hang out, relax. It's all been wonderful while we've been in this area the past couple days.
Yeah, thanks for everybody sending those tips in. We got a lot of the tips off the text line.
100%. Yeah. Ollie, thank you so much. All right. It is now 42 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all of Wisconsin on all 11 news, talk, and sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise. Get your message out. You can call our great salespeople like Big G here in the North Woods. Mm-hmm. Check us out at civicmedia.us and then go to advertise or whatever. I'm not sure.
You'll figure it out.
Just click around.
You can't do everything.
Or just call up to WCQM and ask for Big G. Everybody knows about
Everybody
Big G.
Knows Big
there
G.
you go. There you
All
go.
Right. As Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely indeed. We're in the North Woods. By the way, shout out to Lena's.
Oh, Lena's Resort. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lena's Northern Pines Resort.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
The cabin's lovely. The lake is lovely. We went on a pontoon boat ride yesterday. We ate dinner. We just had a lovely time. I mean, because we've been on the radio and we've been traveling around having a really good time. But at the end of the day, we get tired. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of running around. And yesterday and tonight's going to be the same. It's just get back, sit in front of the lake, relax, and you can do all that if you head over to Lena's Resort and tell them we sent you.
And we'll put a link in everybody's show notes. Yeah. You'll be able to find all this stuff, too.
Lena's Northern Pines.
Yes.
Check it out when you're up here in the North Woods. And you can fish. As it turns out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Today is what's worse. Crappies or bluegills?
Oh.
Crappie or bluegill? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. What's worse? Crappies or bluegills? Now, are either one of you fisher people?
I am not a fisher person. So if I'm just going to go off the...
Or what do you like to eat?
I think I would probably go with a bluegill.
All right. The bluegill. A bluegill?
Yeah.
Jane?
See, I guess I'm not sure what the parameters are on...
Well, I mean...
No,
wow, just can't
prettier.
Answer yes Here. Or no, can we? Just
bluegills are prettier.
I'll go with the bluegill.
That was it. That's all it took, everybody.
He's better looking. I mean, I feel more of a draw to the bluegill crappies, photo.
Crappies are kind of the albino of the bluegill world. They're a very pale fish.
I don't hang out with uggo fish. That's just how it is for me. Sorry.
Tony, watching on Facebook, Tony chiming in saying bluegills are worse. Catching them is harder.
Okay.
Clearly a fisherman. Catching them is harder. They put up a tougher fight. They usually swallow the hook. True.
Oh, that's a pain.
Trying to remove the hook usually results in a bloody mess. True.
Not good.
This almost never happens when catching a crappie. Plus, crappies are easier to scale. Now, there's an answer from a true fisherman. We appreciate it, Tony. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, I don't fish as much as I used to. My maternal grandmother was a huge fisherwoman, and she would probably say that she liked bluegills better for all the reasons that Tony listed, because she liked
the
fight.
Challenge,
yeah,
yes.
She liked the fight, but yeah, they usually do swallow the hook. I'll agree with that.
And again, I haven't fished often, but that is something that really stands out to me. And it was like, oh, I know I'm going to eat you, but now I did that to you. That's worse.
Jane says simply the fight is worse. Simply the fight.
I'm going to ingest you later, but I'm sorry I hurt
don't
you.
Don't think about that. Yeah, I'm sorry about the hook, though. That was bad.
855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Jack, crappies or bluegills? What's worse?
Well, they're both excellent eating fish, but I put bluegills right up there with pretty close to walleye in terms of good eating fish.
All right.
So I wouldn't say either one is worse, but I would say that bluegills are better.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Jack.
Good to hear from you, Jack. I haven't heard Jack's wonderful voice in so long.
Yeah, getting her done there in Merrimack. Appreciate you, Jack. That's true, because you find, especially up here at a lodge, mm-hmm. you'll find bluegill feed tonight or a bluegill sandwich. You don't often on the menu a crappie sandwich.
No.
And is it because of the word?
Because
I
it could
so.
Be interpreted as a crappie sandwich.
Well, exactly. It's like, on one hand, it's truth in advertising, right? On the other, it could be misconstrued.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
So, yeah. All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. What's worse, crappies or bluegills? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lori, here in beautiful Hayward. Listen.
Oh, hey, Lori.
On WBZH says, hi, guys. It's easy to catch either one up here in the North Woods. The bluegills have a better flavor, but crappies usually give you a bigger fillet. But truly, there's nothing better than some deep-fried walleye.
Yeah.
Lori from Hayward.
Walleye is just a staple of the fish fry, whether walleye or cod or perch. Yeah. So those are great.
Fantastic. Larry, listening in to beautiful Sussex on WMDX, says crappies are worse. Love both bluegill. Love both, but bluegills are the best. Also, Mark and Perna Sack chiming in with both are tasty. Bluegills are a little firmer of flesh. And to heck with scaling, do boneless fillets. Yeah, I'm more of a fillet guy than a scaler.
I go that way too, yeah.
Lori from Hayward says, I see my microphone said that, that I wrote crappies and not crappies in the text. Well, you know, it's easy to do. Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah. Computers don't know fish.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You get in trouble. Zomers, crappies or bluegills? What's worse?
I think I got to say crappies because, yeah, I think as long as you can not maim the fish, the fight is fun. And also, they taste better. Bluegills.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll go along with the group here. Crappies are worse. I just like the taste of a bluegill sandwich better. So, all right, come on back. We'll wrap it up live in Hayward at the Lot. Matt and Aaron Air, Todd Alba here across Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've got a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show, live on location in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot. I can tell you in Hayward, Wisconsin, sprinkling as we end just in the nick of time.
I think we're just going to beat the rain.
But
so.
Still, it's a beautiful day. Still, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it really is.
In Hayward. And then a check of sports, one of the great sports reporter Mike Clemens on the Brewers, and particularly still time for you to get in on those four tickets for a Milwaukee Brewers game in the club level seats. You have to be able to go on Monday, July 28th, 6:40 p.m. against the Cubs to be eligible. We're going to draw at the top of the hour. Go to the Civic Media app and text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. Catch is the word for this hour on that free Ticket Friday giveaway. And then after the sports report, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show with Maggie Dawn, followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. All right, guys, before we wrap it up here, going to go to the phone lines very quickly. Rosanna listening in on the phone lines on hold. Rosanna, you wanted to weigh in on what's worse, first of all, crappies or bluegills?
Oh, I have no idea. I just want to tell an Ole and Lena joke.
All right, make it quick if you could. We're up against the clock. I'm sorry, but go ahead, please. Okay. Ole and Lena joke.
Okay, here I go. Oli and Lena, they're going for a Sunday drive. Oli says to Lena, because she's driving, oh, Lena, you're passionate. Oh, thanks, Oli. No, Lena, you're passionate. Well, thank you, Oli. You're passionate, too. No, Lena, the liquor store, you're passionate. Turn the car around.
All right. That's a good one. I like that one, too. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Thank you.
Nicely done, Rosanna.
Thank you very much, Rosanna.
Have a great day. Yeah, appreciate that. See, look at it. All kinds of Oli and Lena jokes.
Oh, my. We didn't
all better than mine. But
we didn't even get started yesterday. Yeah. You have a whole education coming, my friend.
Oh, and I can't wait.
As the late, great Bob Uecker used to say, it's getaway day as we are going to pack up here and head back down the state. It's been a great tour. Started in Oshkosh. We were Butternut yesterday, ending up the day here in Hayward. Guys, I know next Monday you're going to be back down at the Radio City. Rockette Park. With Matt and Aaron Air from 9 to 11. We'll be back at the old headquarters back in Madison on Monday as well. But a couple of reflections from you guys here as we wrap things up.
We have so much more in common than we realize. Mm-hmm. With all of the politics that we talk about and all of the divisions that we can find, we generally have through lines that connect us all. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just about sitting down and talking to somebody for a little bit.
Absolutely. It's about knowing the needs and concerns of the people who are right next to you, but also 5-6 hours away, and understanding how we make those specific things connect and find solutions together instead of letting ourselves become taken by our cell phones of, like, you know, 24-hour news cycles and
biases.
Yeah, and so it's really about working together and being a community, because that's what we are.
And the more you travel, the more you will find that we all have in common.
Totally agree.
No matter where you go.
Yeah.
Where you go.
I said earlier, I mean, just, I think number one, the food. by the way, Jane, give us a review of the tasty fudge.
Oh, my gosh.
Salted chocolate fudge. It's really good.
I'm so glad that I only had a tiny bit.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We have to try to get home. We got to bring Zomer some.
We can.
No, we don't.
This is some. Yeah, like, right? This much is some. Yeah.
Trembley's Sweet Treats. What is it? Trembley's
Homemade Fudge?
Sweet Shop. Trembley's Sweet Shop in Hayward, Eagle River, and Stillwater, Minnesota.
There you go.
The food's been great, but I think, as we were saying earlier, I always get more out of this than I feel I give on these tours, because listening to people, I feel better going home.
Yes.
Because to your point, I mean, we realize, geez, we all three talk politics and current events. I do think that's important, but it's just a good reminder for Todd when I go back down for the Daily Show. Don't forget to highlight the things that draw us together around this state.
Things we celebrate together, art and music and food, and there are just so many things that we actually all agree on, we all want to have the same things.
And for folks who live in Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee, cities that have, you know, 50 to 100,000 people, if not more, get up here. Mm. You are, like, you either live here or you're from here, both. Find out what these neighborhoods, these communities have to offer, because there's great things. I mean, Hayward is an absolutely beautiful town to be in. Butternut is gorgeous. The people are great. They're welcoming. They want to see you here. They want you to invest in their communities. And you do right by yourself to spend some time up here. It is a getaway. It is relaxing, and you will enjoy it. And you'll become more proud to be from this state, I think, when you meet these individuals and see what these towns have to offer.
Look how many people have had, you know, Isaac here, UW Superior. Was it Ren yesterday, the sign guy?
Glenn,
learned to sign make at UW Stevens Point. Our UW system is integral to this state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it probably is even more so for areas like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody just honked their horn. I waved at him, and they flipped me off. So I'm not sure.
Oh.
Is that an old boyfriend?
Yes, that's right.
Thought he moved to Hayward.
One in every town. Before we get out of here, many thanks to Douglas Jerry, our street musician. He was fantastic. He was great. James Nett from downtown Hayward Bid District. Also, Chris Ruckdashel, the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Isaac Hansen as well from the lot here. And I'd be remiss if I didn't run down on behalf of Jane, Greg, and myself, the people and guys, if I miss somebody, let me know, who made this thing possible. It starts with our CEO, our owner, who has the vision for this company, Sage Weil. Thanks for letting us go out on the road and do this. A vice president of News Talk, Corey Hartman. Luke Mathers, our director of operations. Todd Michaels, the great Todd Michaels. Darla Isham, our GM here. Big G, our salesperson. Mark Lundeen here. CQM staff in Park Falls. BZH staff. Muskie 101. Jane Matinair. Greg Bach. And Aaron Zomers getting it done back in Madison.
Greg Gunderson, Rachel, and Toby.
And Calvin Butenhoff and Radio Park for running our shows this week as well.
Greg and Jane will join you at 9 o'clock down in Racine across the state on Monday. We'll be back in Madison from 2 until 4. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Jane, Greg, I'm Todd. We'll see you on Monday. Banging on your drum.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A horrific scene early this morning in Los Angeles. Police say a driver rammed his car into a crowd outside of a club in East Hollywood around closing time. The LAPD identifying the driver as 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez.
Authorities say the driver injured 30 people, crashing into clubgoers, valets, and food vendors at the Vermont Hollywood music venue.
Everyone was looking for their items, their people, their loved ones, their phones, their lost friends. Everything was just scattered.
We're in disbelief because 20 seconds more, that would have been us.
Eyewitnesses describing the scene as pure mayhem.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Police say the driver was booked into jail overnight for assault with a deadly weapon. 10 Americans free from Venezuelan prisons as part of a prisoner swap. 9 of them now back on U.S. soil after their release. Kerr County, Texas, lowering the number of missing from the July 4th floods to just 3, way down from the last reported number of 97 missing. This is ABC News. Despite recent